and welcome to the Halloween Haunt. We're cooking up more horrendous history, traditions, and stories about the weird and mysterious. Speaking of which, here he is skulking, and now the Halloween Haunter.
Like much of Halloween, the Banshee comes from Ireland, although there are many stories from Scotland as well. She is an omen of death, and a messenger from the other side. She's related to the Celtic goddess of war and death. You will find similar stories in Welsh, Norse, and American folklore. Believe it or not, banshees have been sighted as recently as 1948, I'm told. I'm not going to include the many sightings of Susie and the Banshees, which were another thing entirely. When you hear the word banshee, you probably think of a loud creature screaming. I've heard of babies compared to banshees. The sound is actually a mourning wail, usually at night when someone is about to die. It may sound like a high, piercing wail. It could be a pleasant, low singing, like a lullaby, or somewhere in between. It's all related to the Irish tradition of keening, which is singing a lamentful song at a funeral. There were women who made a living as keeners. The banshee isn't some kind of animal, at least usually. It's a fairy woman. At first, stories went that she wailed in grief for the death of important people. In fact, some say she can only cry for certain families. The O'Neills, the O'Briens, the O'Connors, the O'Gradys, and the Kavanaughs. I don't know how that last one made it in. There's not even an O in their name. Later, she was a predictor of death. So if she is not an animal, what does a banshee look like? Usually she's an ugly hag who would scare the pants off you. But unfortunately, she's also sometimes a beautiful woman. The ugly version might look like a washerwoman. If you're older, think Carol Burnett as the janitor type character, except this one is washing the blood off the clothes or armor of someone about to die. Sometimes it's believed she can change forms. Some favorites are a hooded crow, a hare, and a weasel. They're associated with witchcraft in Ireland. Our idea of the scary, ghoulish banshee just wailing and being scary may come from the American stories from the late 1700s, mostly in North Carolina. She's scary, but other than her frightening appearance, doesn't foretell any misfortune particularly. South Dakota's Badlands has its own banshee near Watchdog Butte. Can banshees be real? Well, King James I of Scotland supposedly had a banshee predict his murder. Some of the powerful houses of Ireland had prophets they believed to be banshees. If you are a fan of massively multiplayer online role-playing game RuneScape, I'm sorry I haven't been talking about your banshee. I will say earmuffs are very handy when fighting them. World of Warcraft fans also enjoy banshees in their world, by the way. While the RuneScape banshees are scary, and the idea of hearing about your impending death is scary, they're not really trying to be. They're just fairies or spirits upset about death. Well, most of them. There are a few that follow people around, wailing and screaming and freaking people out, sometimes driving them insane or off a cliff, but most of them don't. They often escort the dying person to the other side, and they help remind that preparing for a proper funeral would be prudent. If you would like to wail about this episode, you can at halloweenhaunt.wordpress.com.